Welcome back to Question the Case with your hosts, Stephanie Davies and Liz Rose.
Last week, we went over the events surrounding the murders of James Mosqueda and Amy Kitchen back on November 3rd and 4th of the year 2000, as Amy Betcher recalls them. As always, you can find relevant documents and case information on our website, questionthecase.com, or on our Facebook group, Question the Case Podcast. This week, we will be hearing from Amy herself through a 2012 interview conducted by a private investigator out of Texas. Before we get into the interview, though, we wanted to share a few thoughts and offer some of our perspectives and takeaways.
So one of the things that has bothered me from the very beginning is basically just how Amy was talked about. Amy didn't deserve the dehumanization and demonization due to her addiction. I don't think it's a big secret that I myself am a recovering addict. I've been clean for over 10 years, but in my mind, I'll forever remain a junkie in many people's eyes. I can see the same thing happen to Amy, and not just her, but many others who struggle with addiction, with the disease of addiction.
And I think that it's important to remember that language matters, and that, you know, to you or to anyone else, like these can just be viewed as like stories. You can kind of distance yourself from the people that you're talking about when you refer to them as, you know, just some junkie, or I mean, just even internet jokes like methed up. It's just like it's almost like people that are struggling with addiction are it's one of the last things that it's still okay for society to really judge and dehumanize.
It's not really seen as a disease. It's seen as a choice that somebody makes, somebody who's just making a bad choice, a bad decision. And it's not like that. Nobody intends to go out and become addicted to something. It's not a pleasant life. It's not an easy life. It's not a life I was happy living, which is why I wanted to get clean so badly and why I did get clean.
I know a lot of people have opinions on whether or not addiction is a disease or not. And I really don't understand that, because I feel like your opinion on that doesn't actually matter. The medical community has already established that it is a disease. So if you were to sort of switch your mindset from, you know, that's not a disease, that's a choice, try to consider whether or not it is actually a disease and these people are suffering from something that, you know, it truly isn't about choice or willpower, self-control, discipline, any of the things that people want to judge addicts for. And it might allow for people to have a little bit more empathy.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of bad choices were most definitely made. But I think an addict is not only up against this mental illness, if you want to call it that, but against their own genetic predisposition. And it's just this overwhelming desire to numb yourself from the pain they encounter and just regular day-to-day living. It's a coping mechanism in a way, and it's completely unhealthy and it will kill you, but sometimes it just feels like the only way you're going to make it through life. And yeah, I can completely see why most people fail to get and stay clean. It's a huge struggle. Even when you really want it, it's a huge struggle. You do have to get better first. But once you make that decision, even then, there are people who cannot do it.
I think part of what was so unfair in regards to Amy Betcher specifically is that she and Ivan were both drug addicts. And, you know, she's sort of written off as if her testimony isn't reliable because she's just a drug addict. Whereas, you know, Ivan was actually kind of worse off than she was in terms of where he was at in his addiction. Ivan was the one who had already had arrest for possession. He had already had domestic violence charges basically stemming from his addiction. He had lost everything that he owned. He had lost jobs. His disease was pretty advanced, whereas Amy was making some irresponsible choices and ending up in this abusive dynamic, probably stemming largely from their involvement in drugs.
Didn't the lawyers show that, was it the defense, that every time he used methamphetamine or cocaine, any stimulant, he would get aggressive and he would get violent?
Yeah, I think that was in the testimony from his attorney, that which we'll get into in a later episode, but he said something about how when they were deciding the approach to use.
Mm-hmm. The trial strategy.
Yes. That when they were deciding that, one of the things that they were concerned would look especially bad for Ivan was that every time he used drugs, he became violent with.
But if he were to get life in prison, he would be away from those things and he wouldn't be a continuing danger, which I agree with. What happened to Amy is a tragedy. It's completely unnecessary. And I can't imagine what a huge loss her family is feeling right now. I mean, I can, but she, in my mind, is another victim of Ivan Can too. I feel like Ivan has many victims, some still living, not all losing their lives, but maybe losing their free will a bit. And I think Amy tried to outrun her demons as most addicts do, but I don't think it's fair that people who don't know her, complete strangers, have been dissecting her words without knowing who she really is. And she's being presented in such a way that is just, it's just wrong. It's unnecessary. It's a tragedy that a 44-year-old mother of two, a daughter, a sister, just a human being, is no longer around to speak for themselves.
And one of the reasons we thought it was really important to get this interview out there is because I think that when you listen to Amy, when you hear her voice, when you hear how her expression changes, all of these things, it paints a much more complete picture. And I think it paints a very different picture than what has been put out there already.
So this week, we will air an interview from February of 2012. We'll hear what happened that night in the words of Amy Betcher. This is what she said.
Probably tell, not from here.
Uh-uh.
I'm from Texas.
Oh.
Okay.
I know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. I need to talk with you just for a minute.
Wait.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
It took me years to, okay.
What's that?
It just took me years and years to, like, deal with all this stuff.
Yeah.
And.
Well,
Okay.
What do you think I'm here to talk to you about?
Ivan Cantu.
That's correct. That's correct. So, you are visibly upset, and I want to assure you that I'm not here to cause you any more concern.
Right. Whenever I hear his name, it's just...
Sure.
I finally went and got help, like, to talk about it.
Okay.
What was it? April of this year. Finally, like, spoke to a therapist and stuff about it.
Okay.
And, All right. Otherwise, I was...
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty serious situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've come, obviously, a very, very long way to come to come meet with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I do appreciate your time.
No problem.
I will also let you know that your cooperation with me is strictly voluntary.
Okay.
I'm not one of those guys who comes in and says, you're going to do this, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do this.
Right.
I'm sitting in your house.
Okay.
You live here, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I rent here.
Okay. And I want you to, you know, this is your house, so you should feel as comfortable as possible. I'm your guest at this point.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're not comfortable with something we talk about, that's fine. But like I said, I have come a long way, so I do have several things that I'd like to kind of go over with you.
Okay.
And before, is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so weird. My brother just woke up.
Jeff?
Yeah. And the other day, and he's like, I had a dream about Ivan. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I think he's already gone, you know. And
what do you mean gone?
Electrocuted or whatever.
Well, we don't electrocute.
Oh, well.
But,
other thing, whatever. And I'm like, he's not around or whatever, you know.
Yeah, as these kinds of cases progress, different individuals get involved in them. And so Ivan, obviously, you know, has already been arrested.
Uh-huh.
He's already been convicted of the crimes, and he's already been sentenced to the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
Once that happens, it goes into a different area, and it's called post-conviction. And you still got some of the same people involved as far as the state goes, the prosecutors who you've already met with. Mm-hmm. But there's a different group of them now that handle post-conviction stuff. And the same goes for the other side. You know, they've got different investigators and different everybody's still trying to accomplish different goals. And so that's what's brought me into it.
Okay.
One of my jobs is to re-interview, I guess I should say at this point, different people who are involved in the case.
Okay.
And obviously you're one of those people.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to cut to the chase and tell you what all I've done already. I've read the entire trial transcript.
Okay.
I know how you testified,
mm-hmm.
and I know some of the different things that you've been involved with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a pretty good knowledge of your history
right.
as far as what's on paper.
Okay.
So I've never met you before, and I'm glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And what I know is on paper, or what I read about that's on paper, is obviously different than there's a whole lot of other areas that I don't have information about.
Right.
And some of those things are what I'm here to talk to you about.
Okay.
Do you remember your trial testimony fairly well?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it just happened, you know. If I talk about them or whatever, I can still, like, picture myself there or whatever.
There in Collin County?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, you met Ivan at Club 7.
Yeah.
One night he walked up and asked you, told you he had his tape.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, no, my name's there. And, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, going to fast forward quite a bit up to the trial, and I know that right before the trial you met with a different group of people at the Collin County DA's office.
Mm-hmm.
You met with them for about 5 hours, and they talked with you about mm-hmm. the case and so forth and so on.
Mr. Wind and...
Mr. Wynn.
Wynn, sorry.
Now, he's the Dallas police detective.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the guy that you met with.
Yeah.
And you also met him out in Arkansas.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep. And
okay.
One of his partners, I can't remember his partner's name.
Okay. So, you say that you remember your trial testimony like it was yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember when you testified, you first testified in the state prosecutors, they were asking you questions, but the defense never asked you any questions until the next day, remember?
Like, what do you mean the defense? Like
Ivan's attorneys?
Yeah, I remember his attorney.
Yeah, they.
I don't know if it was the same day or the next day.
It was the following day.
Okay.
Yeah, and they told you right before you left. He asked you if there was anything you would like to change about your story, and your answer was
no.
No. So, and does that hold true today? Did you testify truthfully?
Yes.
Okay. Got a question for you. The things that you testified about. Did you have full knowledge of everything that you affirmatively answered? For example. And this is just a hypothetical okay. question. If they said, Ms. Botcher, is the sky gray or blue today? And you said it's blue. And I know that's not one of the questions they asked. But,
right.
But the questions that you answered, did you know for sure that those answers were accurate? Or did you just kind of go along with what the
no.
state was saying?
That's what I remember living through.
Okay.
So the answer would be, yeah. But when his attorney started talking, they pulled me off the stand because he just started, because he was saying I hung out with the groups of people that, lips or rubes or whatever.
Right.
I was in gangs, and that was not.
No, that was just their sling. Now, those are guys you
right.
met up here and threw down
right,
there with,
right? Yeah, so that part, no. You know, they in the middle of that because he was just rumbling on and stuff.
Okay.
But otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I answered truthfully.
Okay.
You don't want to lie on stand.
No, you don't. But let's be fair. Sometimes people give answers on the stand that they may not really be lies. They may not be straight out lies. For example, if Steve here asked me, Eddie, is the sky blue today? And I said, yeah, it's blue. It's daytime.
Right.
Well, I may not have gone outside and looked, but it's overcast, and actually the sky is gray today. But I could make the argument that it's blue, right?
Right.
So it's not really a lie, but it's not the full truth either. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an intentional lie. It's not
right.
an act of deceit. It's not something you're trying to cover up. It's just, it just may be a different way of looking at things. And so, I go through these questions with you, I'd kind of like you to consider some of that. And another question that I do have is, when you met with the prosecutors, those 3 to 5 hours, whatever it was, before the trial started, were they telling you how to answer?
No, not that I can recall.
Okay, what all did y'all talk about?
They just, they have me do my statement or whatever.
Your written statement?
Well, I had to do a written statement the first time I met them in Arkansas. And then I had to do another one in Texas.
Okay.
And then they just came in and said that they are attorneys or whatever.
Okay.
But they didn't really ask. They said they were going to ask me a whole bunch of questions on stand. They didn't, like.
Did they go through them with you while you were there with them?
No.
So what did y'all do for those all those hours?
And they just kind of talked to me or whatever. And my stepdad was my old stepdad.
Mr. Kramer?
Yeah, he was there and stuff.
How long has it been since you talked with him?
Oh, my gosh, years since, I think my son was like 3 or 4.
Been a while.
Yeah, because I just had my daughter.
Okay.
So.
Do you know what I mean when I say statute of limitations?
Mm-mm.
Do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I don't know what it is in Minnesota, but in Texas, statute of limitations means the length of time that a person can be held accountable and get in trouble for doing something wrong.
Right.
Okay, and it's in the law books. If someone lied on stand or wasn't honest,
right,
it could be either perjury or aggravated perjury, depending on if it was material and some other factors.
Right.
Now, I'm no lawyer. I'm not trying to give legal opinions or advice or anything
right.
I'm an investigator, but I do know what I'm talking about here. So,
okay.
In Texas, the statute of limitations for someone who, let's say, they committed perjury or even worse, aggravated perjury when they testified on the stand. Let's say they told something that wasn't true.
Right.
This case was a 2001 case. The murders occurred in 2000, but he was convicted in 2001. So in Texas, the statute of limitations has already run.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone wasn't truthful when they testified,
mm-hmm.
and they came back now and wanted to say, hey, I might not have got that all the way right, there may be some things I need to change, what I'm telling you is that there's no way they can get into any kind of trouble
right.
for changing their story.
Right.
Now, having said that, I will also tell you I'm not down here to try to get you to change your story.
Right.
I'm not down here to try to get you to stick to your story.
Okay.
I'm down here to just clarify some matters because, as you know, this is a death penalty case.
Right.
Ivan Cantu has not been put to death yet.
Oh, okay.
He is on death row, and so that's why we're sitting here in Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay. Does it all make kind of sense now?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you comfortable?
Yeah. Okay. I just, when I talk about him, my stomach gets...
Okay, well, I promise you he's not here.
I know, but still, it's just...
Okay.
It took me a long time, many years to, like, even sit and tell my story, like, talk to, like, a therapist. After it happened, I was 23 or 24, and I slept with my mom. I couldn't shower by myself. I couldn't go to the bathroom by myself. I just...
Okay.
I couldn't be alone.
Let me ask you something. I know about some problems you've had recently in Woodbury.
Yeah, about child protection case.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that case has been disposed of now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't want to really get too much into that, but I want to ask a question. I also know about your prior drug use history, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that's been going on for some time. Are you still using now, or are you pretty clean?
Yeah. I think I'll get my 12-month coin.
Oh, 12-month coin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Good. And do you remember when you were telling the story? Well, let me back up. I'm going to skip the part at the crime scene. I know that you testified that you went there, correct?
That he brought me back there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then y'all went back and got into his Honda and drove out to Arkansas.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And when you were out in Arkansas, well, he had already proposed to you at that point, right?
Yes.
Okay. He gave you a ring, right?
Yes.
Did he get down on one knee and...
No.
He didn't?
No. not that I recall.
Okay. When did he give you the ring?
Oh my gosh. I can't remember if it was at my mom's or at the house. It was before we left.
Before you left for Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you describe that ring?
Oh my gosh, it's been a long time. I know it was silver.
It was silver?
Yeah, that's all I can remember.
Okay. Now, when you say it's silver, do you mean it was made out of silver or it was silver in color?
It's silver in color.
Okay. Do you remember how you described it when you testified?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I told you that I reviewed the transcript, and I have a copy of that here today.
Okay.
And I also want to make sure that you know that if I happen to show you a document like the trial transcript or a police report or something like that, I want you to know that those documents are official documents
okay.
that I've got a copy of, and I haven't tampered with them at all. So
okay.
they are a copy of the original.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't remember how you described that ring?
No, I don't.
Do you remember what kind of metal the ring was made out of?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, maybe I can refresh your memory. Do you remember testifying that it was a platinum ring?
No, I don't remember.
Saying. You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Well, you did.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Do you happen to remember if it was a platinum ring or why you may have thought that it was at some time?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't know jewelry that well.
You don't?
No. I remember it was like this color, kind of.
Yeah, kind of like silver.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this ring that I've got on here, I've got two rings on here.
Mm-hmm.
They're both silver in color, correct?
Well, they're a little... That one has like a tint of gold, or maybe it's the light.
Well, let me show
Sorry.
You I mean, they're not yellow gold, correct?
Right.
Do you know what kind of metal they're made out of?
No, I don't.
If I told you this one was made out of silver, would you believe me?
I don't... Not really.
What if I told you it was made out of white gold?
I don't really know white gold.
What about platinum?
Nope.
You don't have any idea, do you?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. What about this other one? Do you know if it's silver or white gold or platinum?
No, it looks like kind of metalish.
Just metalish.
Sorry, not to be rude or anything.
No, no, that's fine. That's fine. I appreciate your honest answers. And the reason I ask is because when you did testify that the rings were platinum, that was pretty significant. And the reason why is because Miss Kitchens, the deceased, mm-hmm. the ring that was supposedly taken off of her or that was missing,
mm-hmm.
it was made out of platinum. And I'm just wondering how you knew that or why you thought that the ring that you had was platinum.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you remember if anyone told you to say that it was platinum?
No.
Did you know that Amy Kitchens' ring was platinum?
No. I met her one time.
Uh-huh.
I've seen her twice before all that happened.
Okay.
One time she was walking out of work. And one time we went out to eat with them.
Okay. And you had no idea what that might have been made out of?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm just wondering, do you know why you would have said it was, or testified that it was platinum?
Mm-mm.
Let me see if I can find that real quick. There's so much to keep up with on this case.
If you talk about when he walked down the hall and shot at me and missed my head a couple of inches, I can tell you exactly and show you the measurements and yeah. stuff like that. But
so tell me about that. I've heard the pizza man story.
Yeah.
How did that story come about?
The pizza man?
Sure.
That's what he whispered in court.
What he whispered?
It like moved his lips, the pizza man or something.
What do you mean?
He just said the pizza man. Tell him the pizza man did it.
Oh, he told you that?
Yeah.
When did he tell you that?
Like the night that he went over there. And then, like, he whispered in court when I was sitting on the stand and I looked at him and he whispered, I love you, and then the pizza man.
Oh, he did do that?
Yeah.
When was the first time that he told you about the pizza man story?
The night after he did that. Or the day or whatever.
The day, now they...
When he came back.
Okay. Do you remember about what time that was?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I remember my girlfriend, Melanie, stopped over. And we were supposed to meet up with her and her husband. Or I don't know if they're still together because I don't talk to anybody else. I talked to one person that lives out there still, and that's it. But I remember her being, like, before he left or... Yeah, before he left, I remember she was there and I kept asking him if I could go get a pack of cigarettes with her and she said no, or he said no or whatever, and I kept like looking at her and then looking at the hole in the wall because I couldn't bend my hand or whatever because I got slammed in the door.
When did it get slammed in the door?
The night he shot at me.
Okay.
Because I was going to try to run out. But,
okay.
And but he slammed it in the door or whatever, but I kept like glazing up. You know, trying to get her to look at that or whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'm going to show you something here. This is the trial transcript. This is volume 35. Okay, so here's the cover sheet for this. It's the reporter's record, volume 35 of 53.
Mm-hmm.
And this was on the 9th of October, 2001. And right here on page 146, this is where you're testifying. And I'm going to show you this just to refresh your memory.
Okay.
If you want to start reading right about there in line item one, I've got highlighted the part about the ring.
Okay. Do you want me to read past that?
No, that's fine.
Highlighting?
No, that's okay. Do you remember that part?
Yeah, I don't remember saying that. I don't remember that part, but I remember when he got back or whatever.
You remember what?
When he got back the first time. I don't know if it was that time. And he was saying this wasn't his first rodeo or whatever. And he was whipping stuff out of his pockets or whatever. And his face was all puffed up on this. I think it was this side.
But you don't remember testifying that it was a platinum ring?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's been... That part's been so long.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess being, you know, you remember being shot at or...
Sure.
Just, you know, I don't remember the words we said...
Okay. No, that's fair.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You know, you were both using, and everybody in the group that y'all hung out with was using a lot back then, correct?
Yeah.
And you testified that y'all had mushrooms readily available there in the freezer.
Right.
At your apartment, correct?
Yeah.
Did you ever use any of those?
Not that night I didn't.
Okay.
But I have ate mushrooms with them before.
Okay.
With my golden birthday, I was turning 23.
Your golden birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we ate some mushrooms.
What does that mean, golden birthday?
Like August 23rd and you're turning 23.
Oh.
Golden
okay.
birthday.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I learned something today. I've never heard that before. Okay. Okay. So, but you didn't, you're sure that you didn't eat any that night?
That night, I don't believe I did. I know I ate some ecstasy that night.
Okay. So what happened with the ring?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, you had to give it to him at some point.
He, on the way back from Arkansas, he just asked for every stuff back. And we went to Tanya's or whatever.
Not Tanya.
Or not Tani.
Tani.
Yeah.
Now, I've met with Tani also.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the way back from Arkansas, what did that trip take, about 8 hours?
I don't know. I don't really...
Yeah, took some time.
Yeah, I remember when we left Arkansas, we went and said goodbye to my mom and stuff like that up at O'Rourke. I didn't think I was going to make it back.
Why?
I just thought he was going to shoot me or whatever.
Okay, because you thought he still had the gun at the time, or did he have it?
Oh, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So you said that on the way back he started taking things from you? What all did he take?
Huh?
What all did he take?
He just asked for the ring, and I don't know, that's about it, or whatever, you know.
Okay. Now, he took some other items from you, too, correct? And y'all went and dumped them somewhere, or he did? He threw them out the window, or put them in a dumpster?
He took the Rolex, or whatever.
Okay.
When we left the house there, and something else, and he threw it out on the tollway.
Then you left there, and you went to Arkansas. Didn't he take some black shoes from you? You testified to that.
He had black shoes. He had, he left his work boots, like, on the side or whatever. I know he had he came back with James's black shoes.
Let me see if I can refresh your memory a little bit. This is the same volume, volume 35.
Okay.
It's going to be page 169 and 170. On the way back from Arkansas to Dallas, did you see Ivan throw anything else away? Our shoes was your answer. And you were asked which shoes. You said the ones that we wore at Amy and James's house. Why did he throw those away? And you responded, he said we couldn't have them no more because the bottoms of them. What was wrong with the bottoms of them? Your answer was the shoe prints that they make. Question. He was afraid of if it somehow would link y'all to the being at the house? And your answer was yes. So did they have any blood on the bottom of them? You said no. And that was his hiking boots was the question, and you said yes. And then they said, and what shoes of yours? And you responded, a pair of black ones. The question was, are they shoes or boots? And you said, they are like half boots that came like to here. I guess you were showing. And they said, where did he throw those away? And you said, at a dumpster at a food place.
Okay, I don't remember that.
You want to take a look at it?
Yeah.
Maybe easier.
I'm not saying.
No, I understand.
I'm just trying to I don't remember throwing any shoes away.
I think you testified that he did.
Yeah. I don't remember giving boots or whatever.
You don't recall that?
I don't remember giving them. Honestly, I don't remember giving my shoes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to upset you at all. So
no,
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I don't know.
You just what?
I try not to talk about it or whatever, yeah. You know, because then I, for a couple of days, have dreams or nightmares or whatever, and can see him here and there when he's not there.
Yeah, he's not going to be there. He's not going to be there. All right, so when y'all got to Arkansas, and you were there with your mother and your stepfather, correct?
Yes.
And y'all hung out there for how many days?
Oh, my gosh. Two or three, maybe. Please don't mark me on those.
No.
I'm not.
That's correct.
I don't want to.
Yeah, that's correct. No, that's correct. While y'all were there, you testified that one time y'all left, drove the four-wheeler down into the woods, and used some drugs. Do you remember what that was?
You probably did a line of coke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might have been speed.
Yeah.
No telling.
Either one of them.
Okay. And when y'all left there, how was the mood with
when your... we left Arkansas?
Yeah.
It was good, but I was nervous.
Okay.
My mom gave me some stuff to bring back, like little knickknacks, and I kept telling my stepdad how much I loved him and stuff like that, and so he kind of was like, okay, that's not like Amy, because usually I'm like, okay, bye, see you later.
Sure.
See you when I see you. Thanks for the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he gave us deer meat, I believe. And then we went by my mom's work, and I gave her a big hug and kiss. I told her how much I loved her and how much I cared for her, and, you know, for her never to forget that.
Okay.
Because I was nervous leaving. I just had, like, I didn't know what was going to happen, you know, if I was going to make it back or what was going to happen.
Yeah. And that was on November the 7th when you left there.
I can't tell you the exact date. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And when y'all left there, y'all went to Tawny's, correct?
Yes.
Y'all drove...
I believe we went straight there.
That's right. That's what you testified to. And so... And you also testified that on the way back, Ivan was talking on his phone quite a bit to Carlos and to his mother.
Yeah.
Is that correct? And then did he tell them the story of the pizza man?
I don't recall.
You don't recall that?
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to.
I know that a lot of time has passed, and so there
I know. I'm sorry, and no, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, yeah, you know.
Sure.
Because I don't recall
that. Yeah. So these items that I was talking to you about a while ago that you testified that Ivan threw away, his shoes and your shoes, you testified that they might have been thrown away while y'all were still in Arkansas on the way back, coming back. Do you remember that testimony?
Mm-mm. I don't even remember having a pair of black Dooley boots or whatever halfway up here or whatever. I don't.
You don't remember those boots?
No, I don't.
I know it's been a long time ago, and people don't. Usually asked 12 years later what kind of clothes they had back then. So I understand that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If I showed you a picture of some boots, would you possibly be able to identify whether or not they were yours?
I can try.
All right, so I was talking to you about those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you a picture. If you can tell me if you recall having a pair of shoes that look like those?
No, I don't. Oh, wait. Are those brown?
I think they're black.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a brown pair like them.
You still have them?
Yeah, in my room.
Okay. What size shoe do you wear?
6.5.
All right. You have the brown pair now?
Yeah.
Can I take a look at them?
Yeah. I got one. Will that help any?
Sure.
Find the other one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like Doc Martens.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah, and cool. I've had them since I was around 23.
Okay. They obviously didn't get... Those aren't the ones that got thrown out, huh?
No. I don't recall those ones. Are you sure they're black?
That's what you testified to.
Okay. Because they look kind of brown. I don't know if they're these ones, so...
Yeah, no, that's it's just him. Do you have the other one somewhere?
I
mean, I don't need it. I just need...
I can look.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. So, yeah, here you testified that they were black ones and that they were like half boots. And you said that he threw them away at a dumpster, at like a food place, maybe in Arkansas.
Okay.
Do you remember stopping someplace?
I remember stopping at Walmart. And I think it was Walmart. I'm trying to recall. I don't remember stopping at a food place. I know we went out to eat later on.
This is on your way home?
Well, after we got back, we went and met his aunt and his mom.
At IHOP?
I don't know. I can't remember what restaurant.
Okay.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know if it was a guest. I don't remember. I okay. don't recall a certain place where we stopped. I don't want to.
No. That's okay. What I'm trying to jog your memory on more are the shoes that were thrown away.
I don't recall. I literally don't recall taking off a pair of shoes or whatever.
You don't?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that...
I could have. I'm not saying I did.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't recall. I don't remember that part.
Yeah, now these particular shoes or boots, whatever they are,
mm-hmm.
they are the ones that you testified that you wore to the crime scene.
Okay.
That y'all, I guess you took them with you to Arkansas.
Right.
Then on the way back, he was disposing of them.
Okay.
Do you remember what you had on that night?
No, I don't. I don't.
Alrighty.
I have no idea. I can't recall that either.
Alright. And those pictures don't ring any bells for you?
No, I don't. That's why I thought it was these. That's why I went and grabbed these.
Okay. Because
I don't.
Well,
obviously I had a pair because they're quite similar.
Sure. Well, I mean, you said you did.
Yeah.
I want to show you. I've got an actual pair of boots. It's the same. It's the actual pair that I showed you a picture of. Do those look familiar?
Not really, but they're probably mine. They're something I would wear.
I mean, you can touch them. It's,
oh, okay. Well, I didn't.
And here's the other one. They're a size 6.
Probably I'm not going to say it. No, I don't remember them, though. I don't.
You don't remember them at all?
Not really.
Okay.
But I'm sure, you know. I mean, look at the laces and stuff. They're both worn. Well. Not as warm.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think you can judge by the laces. I'm asking you if you remember a pair of shoes that you had 12 years ago. You,
no,
you may not, but what you're telling me today is that you don't recall ever owning these?
I don't recall, but I'm not denying it.
Well, I'm not saying they're yours. I'm just asking you.
I don't recall them. I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Fair enough. That's fair. No. This gun of Ivan's, the one that he was using, do you happen to, you know where he got that gun?
No, I don't.
No idea?
No idea.
Just one that he had?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no clue.
And this guy, Smiley, we talked about him, part of your gang.
Yeah. Oh, that was Rubes and Lips, but Smiley.
Smiley, yeah. Who is he, and where did he live?
I don't know what part of town. I just know he went down the highway, and it was an apartment.
Okay. Was he just some guy that you knew, or?
Just some guy we met at the club.
Was he in the drug circle somehow?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's okay to say that to me.
Right, yeah. I don't know what he's doing now, but...
Did you know his real name?
No, I didn't.
Okay. During that time, was Ivan, in your opinion, was he just using drugs or was he dealing drugs also?
I don't think he was dealing. I think we were just using.
And what about James? Did you know?
I have no idea.
No idea?
No. I don't. No, because, I remember one time I even came home and he thought the maintenance guy stole, an 8-ball out of the drawer or whatever.
Okay. Now, you testified that Ivan made you go into the crime scene, correct?
Yes.
And what were y'all doing there?
He was looking for stuff. I don't know.
Stuff?
Yeah. He said cocaine or something.
Drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. And you helped him look a little bit, correct?
Yeah.
How did you help him? What did you do to...
Just kind of asked him what he was looking for.
Okay. But, I mean, what part of the house did you look in?
I looked in the fridge with him, and then I went into the office with him, I believe it was, and then another room, and then he told me to come in to, the main room, and I wouldn't go in there. I told him I had to go throw up, and I went in the bathroom. And I just remember seeing, I can still see, plain day. James was on the bed, and I remember the wall looked like somebody, it was just, it had specks.
Pretty horrific?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could just see her head, kind of and her hair was over on the side.
Did you know Carlos very well?
No, I met him once.
You never hung out with him at all?
No.
The night that your hand got hurt, what was that fight about? What did y'all? How did that all come about?
You know, I don't even know. We went out to eat. We came back. I was asked, you know, I was saying, are you sure you want to get? We were talking about getting married and stuff like that. And then I don't know what else was said, and we both took, oh, what were they called? A Xanax, I believe it was. We were sitting on the couch. We were just talking about a couple of things, and then he just kind of, I don't know, just kind of escalated or something like that, and I don't know if it was due to money or what, but he went, like, down the hallway, and he had the only key to the apartment. So I went and grabbed the keys, and he went down the hallway into the room, and he stood in the hallway, and next thing you know, the gun was getting shot at me.
Okay. And where were you standing then?
I was standing close by the front door, because I was going to try to find the one key to the apartment off the key ring or whatever, and after he shot, he came over and slammed the door, and it was this hand here.
So he shot at you first?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he came over, slammed the door, and I remember screaming, like, at the top of my lungs that I was bleeding to death. And I was on my hands and knees, and he had some papers, and he was using his gun to, like, point out words and stuff. And I don't remember what papers they were.
But you don't know what the fight was about?
No, it was weird. We had a really good time when we went out to eat, and then we came back, and we were laying there, and I was like, are you sure you want to get married? You know, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how. I don't even know how.
Okay, and when you're talking about going out to eat, you're talking about Craig and Melanie?
Yeah.
Is that who you went out to eat with?
Yep.
Okay. Who is Raina? You remember Raina?
No.
You don't remember her? She was a friend of yours from back then.
Raina?
Uh-huh. You don't remember her?
Oh, Raina. Raina. Yep, she worked at Wildwood. And she was with the first night I met her, or met Ivan and Bobbitt.
Right.
But she didn't want to come and hang back out or whatever.
Okay. Did she ever give you any jewelry? Mm-mm. She never gave you any, like, necklaces or bracelets or rings or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Costume jewelry?
That I'm aware of.
Did y'all ever get dressed together like some girls do sometimes? You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. Yeah, we went out quite a bit of time, a couple of times together.
But she never gave you any, like, any costume jewelry or any regular jewelry or anything like that? No?
Bad enough.
Okay.
I almost forgot about her.
Yeah. So, do you remember, I'm sure you do, back in August 1999 when you got arrested for DWI?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You got pretty much grilled on the witness stand about some type of a deal and why you were on probation for 3 years instead of 2 years. Do you remember that?
I don't remember getting drilled. I remember being on probation.
Okay. Well, Ivan's attorney asked you a lot of questions about how it was possible that you could be on probation for 3 years and, you know, if you'd had any kind of deals like that, had the state made any kind of deals with you in regards to your trouble there on the DWI. Do you remember how long you were on probation?
I have no idea. I remember paying the fine. I remember transferring it from Texas to Arkansas. I remember thinking with $1,400 or whatever it was, how many pairs of shoes I could buy. But I don't remember how long I was on there for.
Okay. You were sentenced to probation for 24 months, 2 years.
Okay.
It's a low-level misdemeanor, so it wasn't a big deal. And I've got the records for that conviction here. Okay. And again, this is from the Tarrant County Clerk's office, and you know, it's an official copy of an official record. But I do show that you finished your probation right on time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you got out of jail, you bonded out of jail the same day that you got arrested, which was August the 4th.
Yeah, Adrian bonded me out.
Okay. Did you have to go check in with your bond person during that time? Did you have to, like, go in every week or every month or call them or something like that?
I had to check in with my probation officer.
I'm not talking about probation.
Okay. The bond person? I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't recall that.
Are you comfortable with this?
I am, because I don't have nothing to hide.
Yeah, and I'm not asking any trick questions anyway.
No, you haven't.
Right.
And I didn't do it.
Sure. I mean, there's no way this isn't that kind of a deal.
Right.
Yeah.
I just... Yeah.
You cool?
I'm all right.
Well, you're a big girl. You can make the decision yourself. I told you when we first got here, we're your guests. So,
right.
You know, if you don't feel comfortable with that, I understand. But are we good?
Yeah. I'll do a couple more minutes.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
It's fine. So what I know about the DWI situation back then was that you were put on probation and then you didn't pay your fines and they put out a warrant for you for your failure to pay probation fines. Do you remember that?
I do not recall that.
You don't?
No.
And then y'all had to go down there and pay for it.
Oh yeah, my stepdad and I. Oh no. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
The balance due was only like $112, or I think.
Do I still have a warrant?
No.
Oh.
No, this has already been taken care of a long time ago. No, there is no warrant that I know of. I mean, like I told you when I got here, I wasn't there for that kind of a reason. Okay, so I'm just going over these records.
I don't recall that. I remember being on probation. I remember having to drive from Arkansas to Texas one time. I also remember seeing if I could switch my probation from Texas to Arkansas.
Okay. And when you made that switch, did anybody try to help you with that? Anyone other than your probation officer? Like Detective Lynn or?
Not that I recall.
Okay.
No.
Do you remember who paid this off for you, or did you pay it off, this fine here?
Either me or my mom.
One of the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not positive on that, sorry.
Okay.
I remember crashing the guy's car.
Okay.
Thought I was all cool sitting at the stop sign, and the Corvette pulled up, and we were rubbing, and the street was wet, and my car started fishtailing, and I closed my eyes.
Okay, now, when you testified during that trial, there was an attorney there to assist you. Remember that?
For
you?
For my DWI?
No. I'm sorry. I'm switching gears.
Sorry.
Back over to Ivan's trial. There was an attorney that was there?
Yeah.
Was he court-appointed, or did someone hire him?
He was court-appointed.
Okay. When y'all got back and Tawny took you to the airport, y'all stopped and had dinner and some drinks.
I don't recall that. Recall having some drinks on the plane.
Okay. When I talked with her and in your testimony, you both mentioned that you stopped somewhere and had some dinner and some drinks. You don't recall that?
I don't recall that.
Has anyone else ever been up here to Minnesota to talk to you?
No.
No one?
Never.
Never ever?
Nope.
I'm the only one?
You're the only one, sir.
Okay. During trial, do you remember that you testified that inside the trash can where the pants and the shirt, bloody shirt was and all that, there was also a pair of latex gloves. Do you remember that?
I remember the pants.
Okay.
And so I remember it was in the kitchen, in our kitchen in the apartment.
Yeah. You don't remember the latex gloves?
Nope.
Okay. Did Ivan ever attempt to call Detective Wynn while he was at Tawny's house that you know of?
I'm not. He called a few people. I'm not sure who he had talked to or whatever.
Okay. So, did you know Carlos before you knew Ivan?
No.
You didn't? Even though Carlos worked at Baby Dolls?
Never knew him before.
Didn't know him?
Mm-mm.
What about Metal? Did you know his real name?
I don't know his real name, but I remember Metal.
Do you remember where he lived?
Besides, off the highway behind a building.
You don't know where?
No, I don't know the address. I'm sorry. I don't even remember the highway numbers there.
Do you know if anyone else ever saw Ivan with a gun beside you?
That I can recall.
Do you remember when you testified that Ivan had the apartment key, y'all's apartment key? He kept that and that you didn't have one? Do you remember that?
Yeah, he was the only one with the key to the apartment.
Are you aware that there was a key that was left on the key ring on the Mustang when it was borrowed from Anthony Fonseca?
The Mustang?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? You remember borrowing a Mustang from Anthony?
Anthony.
And do you remember if... You don't remember that?
No, I'm sorry.
Do you remember if Ivan ever called Anthony Fonseca trying to get the key back?
I have no idea. I don't recall that. Sorry. I don't.
Let me ask you. You testified that Ivan said that he had the Dallas Police Department on his payroll, for lack of better words. Is that correct?
Yes.
But he also worked at Super Salad.
You know what? I didn't even know that he worked at Super Salad or delivered pizzas or whatever to either the couple days before court. I thought he was doing real estate.
How did
even
you find...
Even we went out to dinner with all these people that were in real estate, Century 21.
Sure. How did you find out that Ivan was working at Super Salad?
Because I told when I was doing my statements or
at the DA's office?
Yeah. They said, where did I work? I said I didn't work. Because at that time I was not working, or was I working? No, I wasn't working. I said, well, Ivan was working at Century 21, the mortgage place, and they said, no, he was working at delivering pizzas or Super Salad or whatever the place was.
Okay.
I don't recall the name of the place. But I didn't even know that.
But in trial, you testified that you did.
Oh.
You don't remember that part?
Mm-mm.
So, and I guess we're talking about that 3 to 5 hour meeting that you had with the DA's office there in Collin County right before the trial started?
Mm-hmm.
A day or two before it started?
Well, we didn't really talk that much. I mean,
is that where you learned that information, that he worked at Super Salad?
Yeah, that's when I found out that he wasn't at the mortgage place.
Okay. So when Ivan returned, when he left the first time, when he came back, you said that his face was swollen?
Yeah.
Okay. And the next day, y'all were in Arkansas, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Was his face still swollen there?
I can't recall. I didn't really pay attention. But when he came back from whatever, I don't know if it was this side or this side, but it was I remember it was poofed up, you know?
A big swollen area?
Not, super big, but,
like an egg?
Yeah, I don't want to give you the wrong measurements, okay. But I just remember right here, it was kind of, in this area. So I remember it was swollen.
Yeah.
You could tell it was poofy, when you just,
Sure.
And you glanced at them or whatever.
Sure. And that was November the 4th, 2000. And you said that he came home at around 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. And that's when he was swollen. And then at about noon, that 12 hours later, is when y'all left for Arkansas. Did he do anything to treat the swollen area on his head?
Not that I recall.
How did it go away?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I don't remember he helped me with the shower because I couldn't wash my hair and shave my legs or whatever. And then we got ready and we left. I don't know what he... I don't remember him putting ice on it, or I don't recall that. I really don't. I remember taking ecstasy and that part and doing a line or whatever, but I don't recall.
Okay.
But I don't recall if he iced it or what happened.
All right. And when you met with those prosecutors there right before the trial, mm-hmm. Did they threaten you in any way?
Mm-mm.
That they were going to charge you with a crime?
No.
They never did?
No.
Did you ever tell Metal where James and Amy lived?
No.
Did that ever even come up?
Nope.
What was your conversations like with Metal?
I don't know. I remember on the 23rd I seen him. I don't remember seeing him that often when we moved out that way because he was more in Euless area.
Okay.
So I don't recall if I seen him that often after. I can't recall.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a guy named Aubrey Gordon?
Not off the top of my head.
What about Mario Rojas?
Not off the top of my head.
Johnny Mojica?
We've met a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and just like Raina, I'll say their name,
yeah.
And it took you a minute to...
But I didn't know last names, though, either.
Okay.
I remember Melanie and Craig, because when I seen Melanie at court, it was the first time I finally ate. When I seen her.
Let me ask you, before you headed out to Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
didn't someone give you a ring? It was a fake ring. It was like a CZ, cubic zirconia. Do you recall that?
No, I don't.
You don't recall anybody giving you a ring?
Uh-uh.
Raina or
Mm-mm.
None of your other friends?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Do you recall that when you and he were in Arkansas, he woke up and he had a bump on the back of his head? Do you remember that?
Mm-mm. When we were in Arkansas?
Yes, ma'am.
Nope.
No?
I didn't really... I was really nervous. I he had, like, my mom made my favorite spaghetti at dinner or whatever. She makes homemade spaghetti.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, I couldn't even really eat it or whatever, so she was wondering what was going on. And
could that have been because of the drug usage?
It could have been, but I think it's because of what happened, you know. And okay. He had the gun with him still, and I don't know. My nerves were just, I don't know.
Let me ask you, why did you believe that the Dallas Police Department was working for Ivan?
He just said that he was with the mafia, and when you watch movies, I don't know, I was just naive, and he said if I try to run or try to call somewhere, there's only one way out, 6 feet under. He said this wasn't his first rodeo.
What did you take that to mean?
I took it as, like, this, you know, this ain't the first time that he's done something like this. He told me that him and Amy,
who?
Amy Kitchen or whatever, that they did something like that together or something. I don't know. But I think he was just on a little too much cocaine.
Okay. Too much cocaine?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know when he was talking. I don't know.
When y'all got back in town on November the 7th, he called Detective Wynn, correct? Do you remember that?
I don't recall.
You don't recall him ever calling Detective Wynn or trying to?
I know he went. The next day, he went in to talk to him. I remember that.
Okay. But you don't remember the phone call the day before?
No, I don't.
On November 7th, when y'all came back, y'all met with, you and Ivan met with Sylvia, his mother, and his Aunt Penny.
Yep, later on that night.
Yeah, and that was at IHOP.
It could have been.
Okay.
All right. I can't recall the restaurant. I know when we were sitting there, though, he still had, like, the gun in his lap or whatever, and I don't know what to think. And then on the way, before we went back to town, he like, stopped at a hotel, and he asked me to wait in the car. And then I was in there thinking right there and then that, you know, nobody's going to see me, and this is it.
Okay.
But
that didn't happen, did it?
No, thank God.
Listen, back when you were meeting with Sylvia and Aunt Penny, mm-hmm. at the restaurant, I think it's been established that I know that you can't remember that, but it doesn't matter. You remember seeing any police officers inside there when there were like six of them sitting there eating? Do you recall?
Oh, there is a couple of cops there. I don't recall like how many.
Why didn't you talk to them about the situation or make an outcry to them?
Because they had the gun. I mean, I don't know. I remember when my mom and I were driving to the store, and Ivan and my stepdad stay back at the house, and I seen a cop. I'm like, oh, I just want to go talk to him so bad. And she goes, about what? And I'm like, never mind. Because I didn't know what he would done if he would have pulled up, you know, seen the cop car pull up to my mom and dad's place, or my stepdad's place.
Sure.
He had the gun still there. He could have did something. My mom is a very wart or whatever, you know.
Worry wart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she could have, like, you know, just walked in and panicked or whatever, not
sure.
Be able to play it off, and she could have got hurt.
You know, I told you I met with Tawny. She told me that, you know, you and Ivan came over to the apartment, then Ivan left. And then she left to go to work, remember? She left you there alone for a while?
She could have.
And, I mean, you testified to that also.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Do you know if anybody else came over her apartment during that time?
Not that I recall. I know I was out cold. I know I was sleeping.
Okay.
No, I don't recall if somebody did or not.
They could have.
Could have.
But, I mean, you were there alone, so.
Yeah, I don't recall anybody coming over, but it's been so long ago.
When you were when Tawny was dropping you off at the airport, and you told her to look under the couch, do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
You remember what all y'all talked about over there, you and Tawny?
No, I don't. I remember Tawny dropping me off.
And she walked you up to the gate?
Yeah.
And you gave her some money?
Yeah, we split whatever we found of Ivan's.
You split it?
Yeah.
Did y'all make an agreement to split it? I mean, was that the plan?
I know Ivan owed her money, and I said, well, it's here.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't like we're going to split this money?
No.
Yeah. No. Okay, but did you ever tell her to look under the couch?
I don't recall that. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
I remember when I got off the plane, I was in I drank on the plane. I was intoxicated, and when my stepdad was driving, I kept watching behind us, and he's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, I don't know how to explain it.
Now, he was a police officer up here, wasn't he?
Yeah, in Ramsey County.
Yeah.
On the river or whatever.
Where?
On the river. On the Mississippi River.
Oh, what's the name of the place where he worked?
St. Paul Yacht Club.
So he was a police officer there?
Well, it's like the yacht club's on the river.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. Yeah, forgive me. Sorry. Not familiar with the place at all, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he did some street stuff, but it was mostly on the river.
Okay.
That I recall.
Got back to Arkansas. Do you remember calling Tawny on the phone?
No, I don't.
You don't recall calling her at all?
No, I don't.
Come on. Okay. Did anyone ever talk to you about cleaning up the crime scene?
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, no one ever did?
That I was going to clean it up, or?
Did anyone ever talk?
Like, did anybody ask me to? No, nobody asked me to go.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know if anybody did get asked to do that?
Yeah.
Who did? Jeff. I already know that, but
yeah.
Do you know if anybody else besides Jeff?
No.
Okay. Is it, everybody has a different effects, but when you mm-hmm. are under the influence of, say, ecstasy, are you able to drive? Or do you not lose
it? It depends on the strength of it.
Oh, okay.
It's different. It's been many, many years since I touched that, but it depends on, like, the...
Other than Jeff, did anyone else live in the extra bedroom of y'all's apartment? No one else ever lived there?
Uh-uh.
When you left the crime scene, you drove the Mercedes, correct? No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. On the way over to the crime scene, y'all were in the Mercedes, correct?
Yeah, but I wasn't driving.
No, that's right. Ivan was driving. Yeah. Was there a low tire?
I have no idea.
You don't remember? Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Do you remember if y'all stopped and put air in the tire?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Do you know Eric Cantu?
That would be his brother, wouldn't it?
Do you know if he ever went over to Tawny's?
I have no clue.
It'd be around November the 8th after you were there. You don't remember?
I have no clue.
You would, I mean, back then you would have known Eric if you would have seen him, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I met him like 2 times maybe.
But you didn't see him over there?
2 times.
Okay.
Actually, we stayed at his brother's house, I think, one night.
Okay. I've got something that's, so I know that, again, I know that this has been a long time, but I need you to help me out a little bit. I'm going to kind of give you the timeline just a little bit here.
Okay.
So, let's see. If you recall that after all this, after you say the murders happened and that y'all got back from the crime scene, y'all went to Club 7, remember?
I wasn't there when he shot Adam.
Oh, no. Oh, I know.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But after that happened.
Okay.
He came back, and then y'all went to Club 7, correct?
Yes.
And that was at about 3:20 to 3:45 a.m.?
It could have been.
Okay. And then y'all went to Harlan Hill's house?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't recall whose house that was.
And then y'all went to someone else who you referred to as a gentleman, some other gentleman's house that lived near Club 7.
Yeah.
Do you know who that person was?
I have no clue.
Y'all go over there to mess around with drugs somehow or another?
Most likely.
Most likely. Okay. And then y'all went over to Smiley's house for about 20 minutes.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, this is all coming straight out of your testimony.
Oh, I know.
And then you testified that y'all drove over to Metal's house where y'all used drugs for about an hour or two. Do you remember that?
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. All this running around throughout this night time, y'all are in the Corvette, correct? This is before going over to the crime scene. No, I'm sorry. It would be after.
Yeah,
it'd be
after. Yeah.
It's after.
I believe so.
Y'all were in James's Corvette, right, that night?
Yeah, but I don't know about when we went to Metals. I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't know. I know when we went to Smiley's, we had the Corvette.
Okay. Yeah. And then after sunrise... Y'all, and I say sunrise because that's how you described it. You weren't real clear on time. Of course, nobody watches their clock when they're out partying.
Yeah.
But after the sun came up at some point, y'all came back to the apartment, right? And to get ready to leave for Arkansas.
I believe so, yeah.
Now, you said that y'all left at noon. That's what you said, noon.
Okay.
Is that still correct today, probably? Is that right?
Right. Well, I don't recall what I said about that time.
Okay.
But, yeah.
See right here, it says, where did you go when you left Metal's house? You said, we went back to our apartment. And this is page 158 of the trial, of volume 35.
Okay.
And why did you go back to the apartment? Your answer was, to grab our bags to go to Arkansas. The question, about what time was it when you left for Arkansas? Your answer, noon.
Okay.
And that's Saturday the 4th. So what I'm wanting to know is the time that y'all left Dallas or whoever's house y'all were at till you got back to the apartment. Do you know about what time that was? And the timeline would be noon is when you left to go to Arkansas.
I have no idea.
Do you remember if y'all just ran in and grabbed your bags and just threw some stuff in there? Or did you take showers and eat and sleep? Or do you remember any of that?
Mm-mm. I don't know if we had our stuff together before we left.
You testified so that you could grab your bags.
Maybe we had them set up already. I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you don't remember if you stayed there for a little while or not?
I don't remember.
Okay. Okay.
I think I'll represent my sister and say that's enough.
What's that?
I said I'll represent my sister and say that's enough. That's enough question. I mean, I know you're trying to do your job, and yeah, there's a lot more to doing your job than checking air and tires. So.
Checking air and tires.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, let's close the case for now. Amy's just trying to be polite.
Well, and I appreciate that.
And I am too. You know.
And I appreciate that as well.
I just hate seeing her open a scab, you know.
Well, it's not opening a scab.
It is to her, so. That's neither here nor there, but. And if gentlemen want to pop for the ditch, I can do that for you.
Want to what?
Pop for the ditch.
Pop for the ditch.
It's a figure of speech. Yeah.
One for the road.
Oh, no, I'm okay. I appreciate that.
That's what we say up here.
Yeah, don't go crash into the ditch. That's what I'm kind of getting at too here.
Kids, I know. I don't want my kids to know anything about
this. Oh, no, absolutely not. Hey, Jeff, you testified during the trial.
I don't even know. I know how to play football. That's it.
You're not going to cooperate at all, would you?
I'll cooperate by saying that's enough questions for today.
Okay. All right. You have any questions for me?
No.
Do you want this interview to be over? You want me to leave?
I'm just saying my kids are going to be home soon.
And that's fine.
This is something, I'm not trying to be rude.
No, I understand.
I just don't want my kids to see and ask what...
Yeah, I understand.
You know?
I understand. Well, I've got all my questions asked for you. Do you have any questions for me?
No, not really.
What's the temperature in Dallas?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is something I just wanted to, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know.
As soon as I heard his name, my stomach and just my anxiety goes through the roof and.
Yeah. Well, the one good way of looking at this is that hopefully some of these questions will alleviate your need for being back down in Dallas.
Yeah.
To answer these questions there, so
right.
That's one reason we came up here is to find out.
Right.
And I do appreciate your cooperation. Is there any part of your trial testimony that you can recall that may not have been 100% accurate or needed further explanation?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Off of the top of my head. Remember the lawyer said I was turning colors.
Well, you may have been. Yeah. Sure may have been.
I thought I was on drugs or whatever that day.
Were you?
No. I remember being so thin because I couldn't eat yet.
Okay.
And I was thinking the mafia was going to come after me.
They never did, though, did they?
No.
Yeah. The guys from Super Salad never did either, did they? Yeah. Okay. All right. Amy, well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, if I have any other questions, I'll just give you a call.
Okay.
And now that you've had the time to think about it for a little while, these boots, you still don't recall?
I still can't recall. I had shoes. I have lots of shoes. I don't recall them.
Okay. Alrighty. Fair enough.
I'm sorry.
No. You've been a lot of help. Amy, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Talk to you. Bye.
We invite you back next week when we examine the evidence in Episode 6, Exhibit A. Trial transcripts and relevant documents can be found at questionthecase.com and on our Facebook group, where you can also ask questions and join the discussion at Question the Case Podcast. Subscribe for new episodes and updates on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for listening. Join us again next week as we continue to question the case.
Excited on the last sentence.
Excited?
Like more happy, more upbeat.
Okay, you do that part. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Thank you for listening. Oh, no, I can't do it. Thank you for listening. No, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
There we go.
Thanks for listening. Join us again next week as we continue to question the case.
Ta-da.